Hi, everyone. Welcome to another week of Encouraging Words for School Counselors. I'm Matt Fleck with Inspire Success. We love all the stories we've been receiving from school counselors this year, from all grade levels and from every corner of the country, but especially those that make us chuckle. And our guest today, middle and high school counselor Chastity Sword, has one of those infectious laughs and a couple of stories that just crack me up. The first is from what she says was her first real job as an elementary school counselor right out of her master's degree program.
A big part of my job, I felt like and learned, was educating people who you are and what you do, kind of the PR piece. And I did different things for that at all the different grade levels, but I had lunch duty, and which I didn't mind because it did allow me to, you know, I was visible to the students and I got to meet them. And then, I don't know if this was the first day of school or not, but it very well may have been. And I was in the cafeteria and it was the kindergarten through second grade, their lunch. And the kids were coming in and getting seated. And I was just kind of making my way around the cafeteria, telling them, I'm Mrs. Sword. I'm the school counselor. If you need anything, you know, you can come and talk to me. I'm here to help you however I can. And this little girl, she just turned to me and she looked, I can't get my milk open. And and it was like, that is what you need help with right now. And I can help you with that. So it hit the message home to me, you know, to meet them where they are and take care of their immediate needs. And sometimes that's what they need, especially at that age.
It's sort of what counselors do, right? Meeting students' basic needs before anything else.
I was thinking, you know, personal, social, emotion, you know, not that you do that kind of stuff at lunch, but that was what I was trying to get across to them. And then this little girl, she just needed her milk open. She needed help with her straw.
It's sort of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. First the milk, then I'll tell you about my social potion personally.
Yes. That's exactly what I thought of. I thought those are your basic needs. And for all of us, until we have that stuff taken care of, we can't move on to the next part.
Well, I hope one of your basic needs is humor, because we didn't stop there. Chastity had a few more stories to share.
My mom was a school nurse for almost 30 years, and she had a couple stories. But one, she had a little boy come in the health suite, and he had red spots, and they were itching. And she said to him, now, have you ever had the chicken pox? And he looked down, he's kind of puzzling, looked up, and he's like, no, but I've had chicken nuggets.
For some reason, there's a McDonald's theme underlying a lot of our stories.
And then, I'm sorry to keep going, but same elementary, and this student, I believe, was kindergarten. And you know how we celebrate the 100th day of school? And it was the 100th day of school, and it was a big deal. And they had their celebration and, you know, celebrating being in school 100 days. And a little boy got up and went to his locker and got his coat and his book bag. And he thought he was done. And the teacher said, well, Johnny, what are you doing? And he said, well, I'm going home. And she said, well, we're not done. You know, the school year is 180 days. And he just, his shoulders shrunk, and he turned around and goes, well, who in the hell's idea was that? That we go to school 180 days, not 100 days.
All right. We're cutting it off. But if laughter is the best medicine, then, well, I hope we've given you some antibodies to help you through your week. Many thanks to Chastity and all the counselors who have shared their stories with us. Now, we're focusing the next few weeks on stories from your first year as a school counselor. Was there a funny or touching incident that left a mark on your memory? We'd love to hear it. Drop me a quick note at matt@inspiresuccess.org or click the link on our website at inspiresuccess.org/podcast. And you can also find us, of course, on Instagram, Facebook, blah, 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 all the social media outlets, or whatever they call them. Hey, have a delightful week. And if you happen to find yourself in a drive-through ordering chicken McNuggets, let us know that our subliminal messaging has been working.